Nebraska Extension Almanac.
This winter has been especially dry across the state, which could be a serious problem for feeding cattle. Extension specialist Carla Wilkie talks about planning your feed supplies now if dry conditions extend through the spring and delay the grass turnout.
I think one of the things that people have to consider is if you're going to have to dry lot cows, or you're going to have to feed cows somewhere, in there it's a lactating cow. So it's, you're no longer able to depend on the quality of the forage out there that they could graze to meet their needs. You're going to have an energy source and a protein source on hand, as well as some sort of roughage as well. So I think there's a couple of things that you can do. Obviously, the poorer quality roughages are cheaper than the higher quality hays, but with that means that there's something else that has to be used for an energy and protein source to mix with that poor quality roughage to make it meet the requirements of that cow. Medium quality hay, unfortunately, for a lactating cow, or lactating pair, I should say, because you've also got to meet the needs of the calf that's starting to eat forages as well. A lot of times, medium quality hays are going to need some supplementation too. Distillers grains in some form, whether that's wet, modified, or dried, is something that works pretty well in Nebraska because it's readily available to most, and it is a good source of energy as well as protein to help meet the needs, or to finish out that lower quality roughage. There's two forms of protein in a protein source, and one is rumen degradable protein, which is protein that can be digested by the microbes in the rumen and broken down, and that nitrogen source then is used for the microbes so they can grow and digest the forage and do their job. And then the other part of that is rumen undegradable protein, and that type of protein doesn't get digested in the rumen, but it goes on to the abomasum and it undergoes digestion there. And so then, instead of being available to the microbes, it's directly available to the muscle and tissue growth or milk production growth for that animal. And so distillers grains has about a 60 rumen undegradable, 40 rumen degradable profile. And so we like that really well. To put it in context, soybean meal, untreated, just plain soybean meal would be like 70 rumen degradable and only 30 rumen undegradable. So that's one of the reasons that it works really well for us, is because it helps us meet the protein needs for lactation as well as for the growth of that young calf. And so from a protein standpoint, that's why that's really a nice one. And then in addition to that, a lot of the oils, the corn oil, is tied up in the germ. And so it too ends up being rumen bypass, if you will. And so it doesn't have a negative effect on fiber digestion in the rumen, and then provides an energy source on down the digestive tract as well. And so distillers is, on a forage-based diet, a lot of times is about 108% TDN and 30% crude protein. So that's why we really like that, as well as the fact that in the state of Nebraska, it's fairly readily available.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.